This is Kent Lindquist. We're back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore 89.1 FM. And we're going to continue to highlight the work of tenor sax man Richie Kamuka. Really underrated, overlooked tenor sax man who was really looked up to by the whole jazz community and made many swinging tenor sax records over the years, particularly starting out with the Stan Kenton Band and the Woody Herman Band, and he went on to head up several quintets, sextets, octets with various personnel. We're going to do something by, it has co-billing, Richie Kamuka and Bill Perkins. Bill Perkins was a great tenor sax player and arranger who also was in the tenor sax section of the Woody Herman Band with Richie Kamuka, and this is an album called Tenors Head On. And besides Bill Perkins and Richie Kamuka, we've got Pete Jolly back here on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, Stan Levy on drums, and this is an updated version of a thing that was a giant hit for the Benny Goodman Band at the peak of his popularity, written by Edgar Sampson, called Don't Be That Way. Thank you. There's an updated version of a composition written by Edgar Sampson for the Benny Goodman Band back in the 30s. That was cut in around 1956. And that had Bill Perkins on tenor sax, our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Richard Kamuka on tenor sax, Pete Jolly on piano, Red Mitchell on bass, Dan Levy on drums. Nice little swinger. Yeah, we do something by organ man Jimmy McGriff. We never had any organ in lately. This is a Ray Charles composition, I've Got a Woman. It was a monster hit for Ray Charles. This is a nice version, instrumental version by Jimmy McGriff. With, let's see who we got here, Morris Dow on guitar. Not familiar with Morris. And Jackie Mills on drums. He was a very active player, jazz drummer on the West Coast. Let's listen to Jimmy McGriff's version of Ray Charles' composition, I've Got a Woman.
We'll be right back.
That Bored Fade was not in the studio. That was done by the recording engineer and producer of I've Got a Woman by Jimmy McGriff on organ, doing Ray Charles's great composition, I've Got a Woman. All right, now I'm going to do an album that has a co-billing, including our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Richard Kamuka. It's called Cone, Perkins, Kamuka, The Brothers. Al Cone on tenor sax, Bill Perkins on tenor sax. We have heard Bill Perkins and Kamuka together earlier in the show. Called The Brothers. The Brothers name comes from the fact that Woody Herman had a four brothers sound in his second herd, where he had three tenors and a baritone. And all three of these gentlemen played in that four brothers band at one time with Woody Herman. Then the RCA got them back in the studio together and appropriately called an album called The Brothers. And besides The Brothers, we have Hank Jones on piano, Barry Galbraith on guitar, John Beale on bass, Chuck Flores on drums, who also worked in the Herman band. And this is the old Berlin composition, Blue Skies. A little up-tempo version of Irving Berlin's composition, Blue Skies, done by the brothers. The brothers being Al Cone, Bill Perkins, and Richard Kamuka on tenor sax. And so now we're going to do slow things down a little bit, do a ballad. Nobody can caress a ballad much better than tenor sax man Houston Person. And Houston does Matt Dennis's great composition, Everything Happens to Me, We did a Matt Dennis composition in the first hour, Angel Eyes. So let's do another one by Matt. Got Houston Person on tenor, Cecil Bridgewater on trumpet, Stanhope on piano, Buster Williams on bass, Grady Tate on drums. Everything Happens to Me. Mm-hmm. The big tenor sound of Houston Person doing Matt Dennis's composition, Everything Happens to Me. So you can really caress a ballad. Back to our highlight artist of the week, Richie Kamuka, great tenor sax man. Unfortunately, his life was cut short. I think he died of cancer at the age of 49, so he was in his prime when he passed. But he did leave a pretty good recorded history. This is going back to his one of his original LPs under his own name, cut on the Mode label, simply called the Richie Kamuka Quartet. And this is a Sammy Kahn, Julie Stein composition, as You Are No One. It includes Pete Jolly on, Vince Guaraldi on piano here, Monty Bugwell on bass, Stan Levy on drums. Let's hear It's You Or No One. Thank you. Richard Kamiuka and his quartet doing a Julie Stein semicon composition. It's You or No One. And now we're going to turn now to tenor sax man Ike Quebec. Ike was a great tenor sax player that started out, I think, with the Cab Calloway band, and he gravitated eventually over to become a producer and contract player for Blue Note Records. This is an album that he cut on Blue Note called Blue and Sentimental, and this is a Cole Porter composition. It's All Right With Me. Ike is backed up by Grant Green on guitar, Paul Chambers on bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, panelist quartet. And so let's listen to Cole Porter's It's All Right With Me.
Mm-hmm.
was like Quebec on tenor sax from his Blue Note album, Blue and Sentimental. And along with Ike there on tenor sax, we had Grant Green on guitar, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Turning now to our jazz artist of the week, Richie Kamuka. This is something that was Richie Kamuka and Bill Holman put together. Bill Holman plays the baritone sax and did all the arrangements on this particular album called West Coast Jazz in Hi-Fi. And the album also included, the track also included Frank Rossellino on trombone and Connie Condoli on trumpet, Vince Guaraldi on piano. This is a Julie Stein composition. I Hadn't Anyone to You. I'm sorry, this was written by Ray Noble, and it's I Hadn't Anyone to You. Thank you. was I Hadn't Anyone to You, a little octet put together by, that was Richard Kamuka on tenor sax with a little octet he put together doing I Hadn't Anyone to You. Well, let's do another Richard Kamuka item before we end up the show tonight. We're going to go back to the album Joint Billing, Cy Tuff on bass trumpet, Richard Kamuka on tenor sax. This is a quintet included in Pete Jolly on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Chuck Froese on drums in a rhythm section. And this is a little takeoff. The title is kind of cutesy. It's Prez, P-R-E-Z hyphen E-N-C-E, because the hero of all the tenor men at that time was Lester Young, and Lester Young's nickname was Prez. So this is Prez Ence by the Cy Tuff Richie Kamuka Quintet. Thank you. Cy Tuff on bass trumpet, Richard Kamuka, our Spotlight Artist of the Week, on tenor sax, from their album with Cole Billing, Primitive Cats, a little item written by Tuff and Kamuka called Presence. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last 2 hours, and we're here every Sunday night, you know, from 8 to 10 on Lakeshore 89.1 FM, and we hope you'll make it a habit of joining us each Sunday night for some more swinging sounds. We're going to close the show out with something by alto sax man Lou Donaldson called Funky Mama, written by the organ player Big John Patton, from Lou Donaldson's album Natural Soul. We'll be right back.